What skills do you have? Cooking, photography, coding? With the rise of online learning, many people teach themselves skills and then use them to build businesses and careers. Kathleen Dwyer worked in banking for over 20 years. Then she decided to quit after learning by herself how to do website design.
I was just burnt out, and I really wasn't having a lot of joy in my life, my work and stuff at the time. So I just started Googling, and I Googled and I Googled and I Googled, and I had said to you my message would be 10,000 hours or more. And so I started doing just kind of a little website for my book club. And then I was thinking, well, maybe this could be something that, I can do for other people. So I had a few friends that were had some businesses. So I was basically learning as I went. Any problem I have, and I still look at that now, is that if I have come across any problem, I know the answer is there, a solution to on the internet. Now it's 10 plus years later, and I can honestly say that there's nothing I wouldn't take on. Anyway, now I do it as a living.
Jan Mertlik is the CEO and co-founder of Get Coding, a company in Newfoundland that provides coaching for people who want a job in the tech sector. This is what he had to say to people with self-taught skills looking to start a career.
If you're capable of self-learning how to code, then, hats off. That's extremely impressive. You will definitely be getting interviews. Having just a degree it's not the only thing that you need to get in. They will always ask you for a portfolio. Oh, what other things have you built? Can we see some of your code? Let's just say that the coding is like art to some degree. Would you hire an artist to paint a portrait of you if you've never seen any of their portraits before? You say, oh, I went to art school. Okay, cool. Can I see your portraits that you've painted? Oh, I don't have any. It was just all theory. Whereas there comes someone, I didn't go to art school, but here is a gallery of my portraits. Who would you go with?
Arlette Lazarenko, Kicker News.